cross now to Paris and our reporter Kate Varley. Kate, just over 24 hours to the opening ceremony. Tell us about those final preparations.
Hi, Rachel. Well, yeah, good afternoon from the Olympic Village, which is just north of the centre of Paris. It's quite an enormous purpose-built village. There are around 15,000 athletes from more than 200 countries from all over the world staying here. Everyone's walking around in their national colours, and even the buildings are covered in national flags. And I spotted the Team Ireland block earlier with plenty of green bunting on it. So there's a real sense of excitement and anticipation here, I have to say. We've also had a familiar visitor to the village this afternoon. Taoiseach Simon Harris arrived to wish the Irish athletes well. He spoke about how proud the whole country is of the team and wished them best of luck. And of course, this year also marks 100 years of Irish participation in the Olympics as an independent nation. And this is the first of a number of engagements he'll be performing while he's here. He'll also be meeting French President Emmanuel Macron and other world leaders at the Elysee Palace tomorrow. And on Saturday, he'll be cheering on the team at a number of events as the real action kicks off.
One of our colleagues was comparing him earlier, given his appearance in Croke Park on Sunday and the fact that he was photographed afterwards with the Liam McCarthy. One of our colleagues was comparing him to Charlie Haughey at the Tour de France back in the 80s. But anyway, let's look forward to that opening ceremony. What's expected tomorrow?
Yes, indeed, Rachel. Well, it's that ambitious, spectacular opening ceremony that we've heard so much of. It's going to be along the River Seine and will involve a floating athletes parade for the first time in the history of the Summer Olympics, because usually they take place inside an enclosed stadium. And yes, a lot of security with those grand plans in place. There's a huge security barrier along a 6 kilometre route along the river. Metro stations and bridges are currently closed. A lot of it's just blocked off. You need a QR code or special pass to access the route. Now, organisers have kept a lot of the plans under wraps, but we're promised a sensational spectacle of sport with hundreds of thousands of spectators along the banks of the Seine and millions more watching on TV. And just to say, we still don't know who Team Ireland's flag bearers are. We should get that information tomorrow, but plenty to look forward to ahead of that Olympic ceremony.
Kate, thanks a million for that. Kate Varley in Paris.